Good morning, Florence. How are you this morning? This is Sunday, the 24th, I think, or 25th. And I'm sitting in my little house, Sunday morning, lonesome. I've had my breakfast. I cooked me some bacon and eggs, and now I'm ready to send a missile of love to you. I had a nice surprise when I came back from the provinces on Friday, the 23rd. I had three letters from you, three of them. The first one was written in June 11th, and the second one was on the 14th, and the third one was on the 18th of June. So the one on the 18th got here in two, three, 4 days or five. I don't know when it got here because I didn't come in from the province till Friday, and that's when I receive all my mails, when it comes in during the week. So, but the one you sent on the 11th didn't get here probably maybe a day before the, it wasn't here on Tuesday. That's all I know, and I have a feeling that it gets stuck someplace or when you have to wait for somebody to come. But anyway, I got three nice letters from you, and I sure do appreciate them all. I got the one you sent from Patricia and the one you sent from your sister Agnes. And I also got, remember that bottle opener I'd ordered? It's kind of a screwy thing. You push down in and pump air in, and it's supposed to open the bottle. Well, I finally got that. But I'd ordered some shoes from Sears and Roebuck and a pocket watch, and I expected those things, and I didn't get them. So I haven't had any other mail except some official mail from our insurance people. Oh, yes. Pam and Al sent the folder for the mail that goes to our house, and it just contained some stock brokers letters and something from the insurance people, and that's about all. I didn't receive anything of importance, nothing that just our usual business. I did receive a notice from the bank that some guy named Wainwright had paid off a bond to Lou and I, and that I had some money coming and they wanted my correct address, so I sent that back with this address, hoping that they'd send me the papers so I could sign them. I don't know what it is. I guess it's maybe those terraces that Lou sold in the past. I hope it winds up all the business that we had, if that's what it is, and I don't have anything more to sell as far as Lou's concerned, because I don't think I isn't too good to be in the business. That old boy, he don't seem to work out too good with him. I'm very sorry to hear that you haven't got the mail. It's long delayed, but you said you got a tape, one of them, I think. From June 11, you said you hadn't received anything for 2 weeks, and I'd been gone 2 weeks. And probably something like the next day or so, you got something. Because I sent last Tuesday before I left, or last Monday before I left, I gave Joe, one of the Filipinos, a tape and a letter to give you, and I'm sure that you got that last week sometime. I hope you did anyway, because doggone it, I know how you feel about not getting correspondence, and I feel somewhat real ashamed that I can't, that I don't write every day and don't get everything down. It just seems like I've, when I get out in the provinces, I'm kind of a lost, like I'm camping out in a way. Just looking at the calendar here, and all through June, I've been out in the provinces every day, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's Saturdays and Sundays. And sometimes on Mondays, I don't get out. That's, but I've been there. There's 4, 8, 12, 16, 17, 18 days. Well, that's half the time. This month isn't up yet, but 18 days so far this month, and it's only the 25th. So this last week, Chris told me to meet him over in Makwa at 10:30 on Monday, and we went to Gokong and then to Ventre on an inspection tour with some guys out of Saigon. And then when we were in Gokong, he told Rudy Kaiser that Mr. Wilson had jumped on him for not helping out Kaiser, and he ordered me to go back to Gokong and stay there until the job was completed. So after we went to Ventre, I stayed over in Ventre that night, and the next morning flew back to Gokong and stayed there all this week with really not much to do, because Gokong is really a small place now. And it seemed as though I was wasting my time, and these guys just don't like to have me living there. I don't do much for them, and they have small accommodations, like eating, and they have to give me one of the guest rooms. There's usually a lot of other people coming in there off and on, and I feel a little bit embarrassed. We went over to Ventre after that Gokong trip when I went with Chris. And of course, everybody was out in the field, and Kotzebue was gone. And so I stayed there that night with Marshall Rosser. And then the next morning I was trying to see Kotzebue before I flew out, but he was tied up and I didn't get to see him. And felt a little embarrassed about not saying hello while I'm there. Anyway, to Gokong again, and we did some, I worked there for a day, and Rudy said, gee, there's nothing here. How about Mitaw? Have you got anything to do over there? And I said, yeah, I'm quite concerned about a couple of items. And he said, why don't you take our pickup and drive over there and stay the night and come back tomorrow? And I said, okay. And that was, I went back Friday. So I flew back into here at 5 o'clock Friday night. Well, I had supposed to have the duty at the duty officer's desk here Friday night. And I told Chris about it, and he said he's gonna fix it up. So he exchanged the duty, and I got it Sunday, which is tonight. So tonight I'll have the duty from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock in the morning. And then in the morning I'll be so punchy, I'll come home and have some breakfast and hang around here all day. And it looks like I'm going to have to take over Marty Thomas's job in property management a week before I thought I was, because he is going on his vacation on July the 3rd. Boy, this is the ideal time for you to come now. I wish the heck they would send out a message permitting wives to come in so I could, you could be here, because I'm going to be in town all next month. No interference from anybody. And I would be able to just live like man and wife with my baby here with me all the time. I sure hope they okay it. You won't get this tape until, if I don't know anybody that's going, I might have to put it in, going over to Manila, and I might have to put this in the APO, but you probably won't get the tape until the 30th or the 1st or sometime in there, in which case it'll probably be, you should be, if you're going to come in, you'll have to come in on either Friday or the 4th of July itself, which is Tuesday, I guess. No, Mondays they fly out, don't you? You could come in on the 3rd. Well, I hope they let you come, and I'm waiting for the orders to come out. Somebody told me, Bob Mendenhall told me the other day, they might let wives come in, and I don't know where he got the dope, but I haven't seen the official order. In fact, I got to get over there and check on it sometime today, if there's anybody around personnel. This Sunday, this morning, in fact, in a couple of hours, I'm going to over to play tennis. Instead of go to church this morning at 10, I'm going to play tennis at 10:30. I'm going to play tennis at 11. I like to go to the little chapel. It's nice and relaxing, and I meditate a lot and think. But I've got to get also my health, my exercise. I don't get enough of it, and a guy has asked me to play tennis with him, so I'm going over and play. And I've already said my little prayers this morning with the bacon and eggs that I cooked for myself. So maybe the good Lord will bless me today and let me have my exercise this morning instead of going to church, and he'll, maybe that'll be better for me. Let's hope that's right. My goodness, all the changes going on around here. Changes in this GSO organization, MSD. We got a very few guys now to operate around, and Chris, the MSD, just went on 2 weeks vacation down to Singapore or someplace, and took his wife with him, and this puts Paul Pena, who's been the GSO, in to the MSD place. Mr. Wood, who run the transportation, is on leave. Roger Beaver was on leave this week. He'll come back. And so next week, there's going to be Pena in MSD, and McMillan will take transportation and housing, and I'll be in in property management, and damn it, it looks like everybody's going to be gone. This is really some arrangement. I'll have property management for a month, and Chris will be gone 2 weeks. I don't know what's going to happen to everybody. They're going to have to take care of themselves that I've been working with. And there's no real problem. They take care of themselves anyway. And I feel kind of like I don't do too much out there in the wilderness. But the changes make me very unhappy. I guess I'm getting too old and rigid in my ways. And I just don't feel like I'm contributing to the cause. But that's only my own opinion and attitude. No reason why I can't change it and say, give her the old gung-ho go and keep looking to the future when Florence and I can retire and head back for the old rancho back in Colorado, right? This tape's about half through already, and it just seems like I started talking to you a few minutes ago. Well, it was a few. It was 15, wasn't it? Because this is an hour tape and 30 minutes on a side. Let me look through a couple of your letters here so I can answer some of the talking. Or comment on some of the things that you said. You say that Sunday is a beautiful morning. That's June 11th. You say June the 18th, you said about the same thing. This is Sunday morning and looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. June the 14th, well, honey, after 16 days, I finally received a tape from you. Bang, after 16 days. Boy. I don't know. I mail stuff out in the provinces, and like I told you on the last tape I sent, I waited 3 days and still saw the damn thing in the box. So I took it out and brought it back, and just happened that Joe was going down, and I give you the copy of it. I didn't have to send that because I'd already talked to you on the tape, but I'm trying to prove something, I guess, that I do right. In fact, when I can get set down to a place. But you're a pretty good woman. You've been pretty patient with me. And although I feel real bad, about not getting correspondence to you, I'm trying in my own way. It looks like we're going to have, if you don't get to come to visit me on the 4th of July, it looks like we're going to have a long spell in between till I can get free in August sometime, and I won't know when until approximately the 15th of July, so it looks like it might be maybe in August, maybe from this 8th, August the 8th to the 11th to the 21st or something like that. We'll take a check then and see when I'm going to be able to get away. Rosser is going to Taiwan on the 28th. He wants to, sometime when he takes a trip to SMA, and I take it at the same time, he'd like to come to Manila and play golf with me for a couple of days and then go on to Taiwan from there. That sounds like a good deal. I told him to come on and he and I would play because he's sure a golf bug if I ever did see one. You commented on your June 11th letter that Joe had thrown a nice party for Helen on her birthday, and boy, you went out and did the town up right. I'd say the Prince Albert Room for dinner at the Intercontinental. That's pretty good. I'm sure glad that you get out with these people. And Helen seems to be holding up pretty good. And you comment here on the 4th of July, what's going to happen if I'm going to be gone, you won't even come. Well, at 4th of July is a good time because I'm going to be stationed here in Canto all of July mostly. And all the time that you'll be here, we'd be together, as I said before. You think you're going to get that apartment 704, huh? I thought you was a little bit leery of high places, but with the winds and the earthquakes. But don't be afraid. I'm pretty sure that 704 is a good location, and it'll be nice to be able to sit out on the patio and look out over the sea and see all the things that's going on, even if the wind is blowing and the seas are up high. In your letter on your June the 14th letter, you say you got the first tape. This is a tape you made Saturday the 10th and sent by Bob McMillan. Bob McMillan went back and married the Filipino girl that he's been going with, and Bob is I just got an extension till September, and he goes home and is riffed. Everybody that goes home now gets riffed, and that's an L. So he'll go, he says he's going to the Philippines to live. And I guess that might be a good place to live if you had something to do. You told me about John Paul Vann, but of course I read about him in the Stars and Stripes, so I was really sorry to hear about it. A lot of people here were personal friends of Van, and a lot of people felt bad about it. In fact, they had a memorial service in Saigon and a requiem or whatever they call it, and a plane load of guys went up and I didn't get in on it. Well, you like the way the maid sang, huh? It sounded so natural that I felt like I was right there in the room with you. She's an old nut. She treats me like her boy, and she feeds me. She brings the food to the table, and then she stands around waiting for me to say non lam, that it tastes good, and I finally told her the other day. I said, I want you to go out and get your teeth fixed. I said, I'm tired of, I didn't say that I was tired. I just said, I want you to get your teeth fixed. Find out how much it costs to have your teeth pulled and new ones put in. So, gee, I got all kinds of figures, 2,000, 5,000, and it seemed like this weekend when I come in and talked about what she'd done to get new teeth for what they want is $30,000. Well, that's not too much money if to get her old black teeth, because she's getting, I think she got trouble with her gums. She was having a lot of problems. Anyway, the old gal, she's got a real racket here, because when I go out on Monday, she don't have anything to do but dust off the house and keep things alive here. And there's no clothes to wash or nothing. But she sure can cook, boy. She puts all that garlic and stuff, and really, I'm pretty heavy. I can't seem to be losing any weight for some reason or other. But, well, I know what the reason is. But anyway, play a little tennis, see if I can get some exercise and keep in some kind of shape. You ask how Carmen Knowles is getting along. I haven't seen her for a week or two, but like I said when I was there before, she's would just as soon have stayed in Manila, I'm sure. Wendy Knowles had a real bad hip. It was sort of bursitis or something in there, and back he couldn't do much, and he went up to Saigon and took some acupuncture treatments, and I see that he's been walking a lot better in the last, the last time I saw him, he was walking a lot better. In your letter on the 14th, you say that Patricia and Lorraine had been speaking to each other or thinking of one another again, but I'm too skeptical about that. I'm glad to see them at least civil, and I hope that they, as they get older, they'll realize that their personal selfishness is not very beneficial to them. It doesn't really make any difference whether they like one another or not. One of the traits of civilization is to prevent yourself from making a spectacle because of your own feelings inside. But you might be right that Patricia moved to Sonoma. She has a little more time to think about her family and her own life, and she seems to be quite happy doing things about her place in Sonoma, which is a very good activity. At least I think people should be active when they retire, and she says she's satisfied. She would be satisfied when she quit working, and I hope she is and stays that way. You say Mr. East sent a guy over to look at your apartment, and so you guess I'm going to get the front apartment on the 7th, but this guy said he didn't want that back apartment, so he'll probably have to shop around. Maybe he outranks us. Well, honey, I must close and go to bed. Again, I wanted to say it sure was good to hear from you. Please be careful and take care of yourself for me. I love you, honey, with all my heart. Be good and drink lots of water. Yow. Okay. Water has diphtheria pills in it, diphtheria germs in it. You got to be careful of that water, baby. Now on the 18th, you say it's Sunday morning. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. It's the same way here. This is Sunday morning on the 25th, 1 week later, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. I decided not to go to church this morning. Well, that's what you say, because I was out late last night and I was too tired to go anyplace. I'm not going to go to church either because I'm going to play tennis. I guess I'm getting old and need 8 hours sleep. We had our skinny club meeting and didn't play cards, went to the 9 o'clock movie and saw Kutch. Now, Flora had a dinner party for Eleanor here at Excelsior. And Mary was here and stayed with me all night. And worked in the thrift shop. I received an APO letter that you wrote June the 5th while you were in Gokong. No, honey, I won't forget you when you don't write to me. Not after 32 years. Sounds to me like you're very busy and on the go most of the time. It also sounds like you're not getting any mail from me, but I do write and I don't know where it's going. Ed Neville is here and is leaving in the morning, so I'll send two letters with him. Oh, well, that's the 14 and the 18. And this one on the 11th came, so that's about the way our mail has been running, hither and yon. If I could find somebody to carry this tape to Manila, I'll try and get it in the box. And I think that I might have a lot more to say with to you. Maybe this tape is running a little short, and I think what I'll do is, since I've just sort of gabbed along here this morning and talked about your letter and so forth, and about what I've been doing, I think I'll maybe make an hour tape out of this and play both sides. Why don't you ever make a tape and send to me? You know I'm going to be running out of these tapes pretty soon, and I need something to send, something that I can talk back at you. It would seem easy to me for you to sit down and knock out one of these half-hour tapes. You could say a lot of things, and you were doing pretty good on this machine when we first got you started. Anyway, I guess Joe and Helen left Saturday morning, and I had lunch with them Friday, and that was their plans. They're going to send Eduardo to school again. Well, and you're going to have the car. Did you ever get the package I sent? Yeah, I got it. I told you about it. Told you about receiving the package. In fact, I still got some cookies, and I gave one to the maid the other day, and she said, boy, they're real good. I said that you'd made them, and she said, boy, they're delicious. She really liked them. Got the tennis balls. I haven't used any yet, but I got all the Manila papers, and finally sent Charlie his golf hat. Well, I'm sure that Charlie won't wear it, but maybe he'll hang it up someplace, and since it says whack whack on it, he'll have to look someplace on the map to see where whack whack golf course is. I'm glad you went to the doctor and that he didn't find anything wrong with your neck, but I wonder why all the pain. I wondered too, and he wondered too. He didn't know what it was. He gave me some pills, but it hasn't done anything for me. He also gave me a shot, I think I told you, for bursitis or something in my hips. I don't know whether this is good or bad or what, but I got the left side of my hip hurts. When I sleep on it or lay on it, wake up and wake me up in the middle of the night. Now, I seem to have a lot of complaints about my old physical being, and this guy made me quit exercising because he said no more exercises till you take these pills. Well, heck, that's my bread and butter, that Exogeni. That's what keeps me, making me think that I'm staying fit enough at 60 to handle this job. Or handle these jobs that I got. I don't know. Damn it, I don't know whether it makes any difference or not. I think this exercise does good for my heart, and I think that's what's gonna keep a guy kicking along for a long time to come.
But I got a new thing.
Wrong. My right eye has been acting up something terrible, and I don't know what it is. The tear duct seems to be enlarged, and the tears just flow out of it like mad. I've been putting this medicine in, and I'm about out of the stuff they send from the States that we get, but I got some stuff they issue from the medical people here, and it's something to do with eyes and nose drops. And boy, you put that stuff in your eyes and your old eyeball burns like fire. So this, maybe the stuff they issue in the dispensary is better than the stuff I'm getting from the States. However, this damn eye's been bothering me, and makes me feel kind of foolish. I'll be talking to somebody and my eye will start leaking tears, and I have to wipe my tears away, and just another thing I have to face, I guess. As we approach the sixth decade. Well, honey, I think I'll knock off for a minute. But what I want to do is to tell you just in a sweet little message that, girl of my dreams, I love you. Honest, I do. You are so sweet. If I could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back on the 4th of July. And after all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams. It's you.
It's not too often that I sing out of tune, but brother, as I listened to that tape, I was way off the beam. I wonder why that is. Let me try another little thing here. Girl of my dreams, I love you. Honest, I do. You are so sweet. If I could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be complete. Nope, not too much better. There's something haywire here in this tape. I notice when I run it back, it kind of squeaks a little bit. Well, I blame it on the tape. I guess I could put it, I got a tone quality here. Listen, this is on the low tone quality. I'm speaking to you now. And so I'll turn this over to the high tone quality, and we'll test to see what is the most effective method, whether to use a high tone or a low tone when I talk to you. I really don't see much change at all, but I think on the high tone, you probably get a better, clearer, at least, sound reception. But anyway, I think it'll come out all right on yours without too much problem. I know what I need. When I sing, I need some music background. I don't have the background for all this.
I gotta have orchestrations and an audience, a pretty girl sitting in front of me named Florence that I could dance, when I can dance and take her mind off the sound, and she'll be a lot more responsive.
So much for that. Now, this is a couple hours later.
In fact, it's now 1 o'clock. And your old warrior is sitting here, tired but happy, having played tennis from 11 o'clock till about 12:30. I came home and cooled off a little and took a shower. Now, as I say, tired but happy, I'm sitting here talking to my honey again on this quiet Sunday afternoon. This is the day that you should be with me. This is the day of rest when I'd like to have you here to rub my tired legs and soothe my aching back. But I played 2 sets of tennis, and I won 1 set and lost the other. And this guy's 30 years younger than I am, I guess. And he's a pretty good athlete. Don't mean much. But if I was only 30 pounds lighter, look out, tennis world, here I'd come. Competition for the pros. So be it. I don't seem to be able to get rid of this weight. I've got too much liquid in me. I don't eat much food, but what food I eat is good. Boy, last night that old maid cooked me chicken, ground up in good garlic, ground up fine, you know, and put in a broiler. Wow, was that good. I got to learn that method because I don't think anybody else knows it. Paulina could never cook chicken like that. Nobody in the world that I know of uses that. I have to watch them when they grind up that garlic. And the soup, she gave me soup yesterday noon. Looked like everything was in it, including the stuff out of the backyard here where it's so muddy. But it sure tasted good. And mushrooms in it, and liver and things that you don't like very well, but wow. Well, that's why I'm so fat. That's why I'm so... takes me so slow to play tennis. But I'm sure glad I got out to get a sweat up anyway. And I'll feel better after I take my noontide nap. I just want to tell you what I thought of it, that I may have told you already, but old Tun from Kinwa went into the army. And he was up in Saigon undergoing 3 months training. He wrote me a couple of letters, and one of them told me how hard he's working and how much he worried about the men. The next one, he asked me for a tube of toothpaste and something else to give his wife to bring to him, and a roll of film. But I hadn't been around town long enough to buy anything, so I didn't send him anything this time.
Boy, that old cold Pepsi tastes good now. Wow.
Pepsi on the rocks. Gee Willigans. I sure drink a lot of that stuff. Boy, that guy when we was playing with, he's a young fella. Well, I don't know, he must be 30. He had brought out a jar of Gatorade, and seemed like he just discovered it. And I said, yeah, I used it. He says it's pretty good stuff, but he used it while he was playing. My God, he offered me some. I said, no, thank you, I can't. If I took a drink of that and tried to play, I'd founder right here. So after the game, Why, I did take a glass of it, and I started drinking, and I felt it go down on my stomach, and my stomach just started churn. So I stopped right there. I said, I'm sorry, I can't drink this when I'm hot. And boy, I could hardly wait till I get home. Got home. I had to go to the John so bad that I run in the house, can hardly get my clothes off, and that taught me a lesson. Never to drink while I'm hot, to always wait till I cool off. And that old lesson that I've known all my life. But I feel real good now. Had my shower and I'm cooled off and not sweating. Sitting here on the settee with the air conditioner going behind me. It isn't too cold, but it keeps it nice and cool here. Which reminds me, I hope that your apartment 704 is nice and cool, and that you, it's as cool as the one you got downstairs. Only problem with 704, when you walk downstairs, man, you got a long way to go. And then when you go upstairs walking, you really got to go. But that's pretty good for your legs. Maybe when you buy your big bicycle, you can be in good shape to up and down them stairs. Oh, right? I was quite happy to hear that Dad and Elvira got their trip down as far as California, and it made things all right. I'm real happy they got to stay with Patricia in Sonoma. I think they enjoyed Sonoma, perhaps. Maybe people left them alone over there. 2 or 3 days with Lorraine is enough to go home on, I expect. And I haven't heard anything, so I guess they got home all right. Well, that'll just about wind up Dad's visitations for this year. Let's see, he's got to go through the hot months there. And, well, he don't mind the hot months in Wyoming. It's the cold months that bother him. If you and I could retire at the right time, like I wrote you in a letter the other day, and maybe Christmas and go back to Sonoma for a month with Helen and lay around there until spring came in the Rockies, that'd be pretty good. But I don't know, I've been having some doubts about my retirement. I'm going to write him a letter when July's over and August comes, and I'm sure that I'll have my 5 years in to see. It might be because I had went out of the service, retired in 1958, and went in their program 9 years later, that I might not be entitled to continuous service. Some of these guys who went right out of the Army into this program have continuous service to make them eligible for retirement. I hope I do too, because boy, if I don't get to retirement, I'd sure like to retire one of them, but if I don't get it, it won't hurt anything. I've made a little money anyway. And we still got a little bit, we got some security, a home and stuff that you and I love enough. Don't take too much for us. Do it, baby. I got an invitation in yesterday's mail from Cord's DRAC MR4, and it cordially invites Mr. Carl Williams to attend a celebration honoring the 196th anniversary of the independence of the United States of America, Tuesday the 4th of July 1972, from 12:30 to 16:30 hours at the poolside Abramson Place in Canto. Now, if you get here by the 4th, you and I can go down to the pool on the 4th and get drunk with the rest of the troops. Casual dress or duty uniform. I don't know what that means. We've got a swimming pool. Casual, I expect, means swimming suits included. Want to go?
I know you might want to go.
I know you won't get drunk. I can trust you for that. And you know I won't get drunk. And that's just a kind of a saying. You want to get drunk with the troops? Don't get drunk anymore. I'm even quit drinking beer anymore. I drank a can last night when I went to bed. And I'm out in the field, I drink a can or two, maybe. But I guess I'll wean away from it. It just ain't doing no good. It sure is a good pickup, though, when you're tired in the evening. And sometimes a cool beer tastes pretty good. But I guess I ain't much for drinking. Although I'm hitting up this Pepsi today like mad because I'm a little bit hot. Now, I'm going to take a little nap. Okay? Well, it's almost 4 o'clock. I had a little nap. I'm on another Pepsi. I gotta go over and take the duty at 5, and I gotta get ready to go down and check in. You gotta check in about 10 minutes ahead of time and get a lot of books and secret code stuff and all this business. And I also wanted to finish this tape. Well, I've got quite a few minutes here, so I think I'll just talk to my baby for a while and tell her how much I love her from now until this tape runs out. Then I'll try and get somebody going to Manila tomorrow, or I'll get this tape set up to mail in the APO. If I have to put this in the APO, I don't think I'll write another letter and put it in, just put it down at the air here and see how long it takes, which one gets there first. I got a new passport the other day, but I didn't get anything put in it yet. I've got to send it up and get Terry Tyler to put my Vietnamese entry and my Filipino entry in it, so when I come to see you, I'll be all cleared and have my visas cleared up. Boy, I wish they'd let you come here for the 4th. It'll be just like old home week if you are. Then I'll get to see you and we can be together. If I don't, it's going to be another little stretch here for a month or two before I get back home. The PSAs are in today in the meeting, and I want to go down and see them before they leave, Mr. Kotzebue and Doc Evans. Say howdy and tell Doc Evans a couple of things I got to tell him. We had to get rid of an administrative assistant out there, an old man that's Hooker put in there before I went there. We had a little trouble. He didn't want to leave, and he felt pretty bad. He thought they were giving him the whole shaft, which in fact they were, but he didn't go for it too good. He wasn't too agreeable, and he was going to fight him, and he was going to put something in the paper, and he's going to embarrass him. But I tried to talk him out of it all day Thursday and the morning of Friday, but I didn't have much luck. He's still too mad. So I brought the papers in anyway and talked it over with the people here in the civilian personnel office who run this the Vietnamese employee situation, and I said, well, you go ahead, put the papers through, and we'll see what happens. But I bet you he makes a complaint to the management, and there's a big, somebody has to make some kind of explanation.
But these guys are so concerned about losing face
that you got to be careful how you treat him, because he's not so concerned about quitting a job, because he says the money don't mean that much to him, but he's concerned about what the people who work there think about him, which is face-saving. And damn it, you and I don't think that much about things. We just transferred him to another job, which was an easier job for him, I think. But he didn't see it that way, and he didn't want it. And besides, we put a smarter guy in there, and in his job, who can take over more responsibilities than he is taking. And we should have written him a letter, though, first, giving him a set of orders that they never did. They had something else on a girl there they were trying to get rid of, and they didn't write her a letter dismissing her, and you've got to do a lot of these little things that make more work. But it's kind of interesting sometimes. But let's see, I started out to tell you I was going to talk to you about how much I love you for the rest of this tape. But got sidetracked there, didn't I? Anyway, you know, boy, how much I love you. And I love you a bushel and a peck, and I can't sing with a heck, heck, heck. But I love you a bushel and a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck about you, and all about you. I hope that this is always remembered by you, that I do love you with all my heart. And no matter what happens, wherever we are, as long as I live, you'll always be the one for me. You'll always be the one for me. You'll be the one that I adore. I wish, I don't know what happened to my voice. It don't, the harmony isn't there anymore. I guess I better practice singing a little more. When I talk to you about loving you, for some reason or other, I always think of family units. And I think of the Johnsons and the Williamses and your family. And I think about back home. I don't know why the association of loving you always has to do with back in Colorado, but I guess that's where it started. And I expect that's where it'll wind up, from this wanderlust, wandering around. But I think that two people that love one another can get along pretty good most places. But when they get a little older, they have a little bit more difficult. They need some different kind of comforts. But when I think about all of my dad traveling around, and your folks, they never left too far from home base. Dad went out to California a little bit. But they're a different breed, people, different kinds. They wasn't, my generation was more of a wandering generation, but it seems like all of the people that I know, except my sisters, and they were women, went away and stayed away, and I suspect they stayed away because their husband's home was in the area. John was brought up in San Francisco, and Earl was brought up in California, and little Phyllis is the only one. She seems to be content, little Phyllis. She's bigger than I am, I guess, look at this last picture. But
Anyway, it seems as though that
when I talk about love, I think about home. And I think about home being in Colorado. So I guess in the long run, no matter where we go, you and I'll head back for Colorado. And I think that we might just wind up there with our, we'll find a little home someplace where we'll be comfortable, where we'll be busy. We got to think of the next 20 years, which is difficult to think about. I think I'm kind of a lazy guy, and I don't like to work too hard anymore, but I don't seem to be doing exactly, or I'm not as enthused about the work I was doing, but I'm certainly happy that you've been getting along so good in the Philippines, and I know that you'll probably miss that kind of life when we go home, but there'll be a new kind, and you'll have just as much fun there, and you'll have me all the time where you can put your arms around me and hold me tight if you want to, if you're not mad at me. And if you are mad at me, I'll put my arms around you and hold you tight so you can't hit me. And I'll kiss you on the ear, and I'll whisper little things to you to make you laugh, and I'll keep you happy for the rest of your life. Baby, I sure do love you. I've got your picture here looking at me, again smiling right so pretty, and it's just like you're, just like I'm talking to you, just like you're sitting there, and I'm talking right at you. And I hope that you stay well and keep out of mischief and don't let the hucks get you. And don't let anybody get in that 704. Cause you a lot of trouble. 704. That's pretty high. I hope it's when you get this tape that you're all set in it. And maybe something will break. Maybe you'll be seeing me in a couple days and you won't get this tape till after you get home. But anyway, between now and then, I'll be thinking about you all the time, and I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. Not much more to say. I'm reading a very interesting book called The Rising Sun. It's all about the before Pearl Harbor, preparation for it, and the fight through the war from both sides, looking from both sides, principally the Japanese side, and how things happen, the Blitz and Pearl and everything else. It's quite interesting. When we get together, I'll give it to you to read. I think you might like it, except it's a big and long. I've been reading it for 2 weeks and I'm only half through. But it certainly is an interesting book. Now that I'm going to be here in Kanto, I think I'll be able to read it. And I think I'll be able to write you more often. Sweetheart, this is just to tell you once again, I think you're the most wonderful person on this earth. As long as my heart beats, it'll always beat with a strong love for you. As long as my mind thinks, I'll always think of the sweetness, the tenderness, the loving care that you've given this old boy over all the years. And as long as my body keeps functioning, I'll always be functioning just for you, to take care of you, to protect you, to love you, to keep you happy all your life. And God bless you, honey. Take care. And I'll be seeing you as soon as I can. Keep writing to me, because I get your letters in stacks. And I love them all. I read them
I like the last picture you sent me of Mary, and the one you sent me of Lorraine, Phyllis, Elvira.